Welcome to a series of netcasts brought to you by Yale University.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Yale Cancer Center Answers, where we provide you with up-to-date information on cancer care and research. Our host, Dr. Anish Chagpar, is Associate Professor of Surgical Oncology and Director of the Breast Center at Smilow Cancer Hospital. She interviews some of the nation's leading oncologists and cancer specialists who are on the forefront of the battle to fight cancer. If you are interested in past editions of Yale Cancer Center Answers, all of the shows are posted on the Yale Cancer Center website at yalecancercenter.org. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can contact the doctors directly. The address is canceranswers@yale.edu. Here's Dr. Chagpar.
Welcome back to another episode of Yale Cancer Center Answers. I'm Dr. Anish Chagpar, and I'm joined today by my guest, Dr. Peter Koo. Dr. Koo is an associate professor of medicine in medical oncology, and he's here with us today to talk about the development of new drugs for the treatment and prevention of cancer. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, Peter, let's start off by talking about lung cancer, because that's really, as I understand it, your main focus.
Yes, correct.
So, tell us about the current therapies for lung cancer. I mean, do we do a pretty good job at the moment treating this disease, or is there still a long way to go?
I think we still have a long way to go, because each year in the United States, we lose about 600,000 people die because of cancer.
Because it's the number one cause of cancer-related death.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the lung cancer particularly, it kills about 158,000 men and women, mm-hmm. and 1.7 million in over worldwide. So there is an urgent and critical unmet clinical needs here.
But, I mean, not everybody with lung cancer dies, right? Like, so there must be, I mean, because otherwise everybody who's listening to this show thinking about people who've got lung cancer are going to get really scared. There are some treatments, right?
That's true.
So talk a little bit about what the treatments are currently. So if I come in, God forbid, to your clinic today, and let's say I've got lung cancer, how would I be treated?
Okay. So there is a very well-established line of treatment for patients who have a different disease state in lung cancer. Mm-hmm. As you know, the lung cancer also has four different stages, mm-hmm. and particularly the later advanced stage is very difficult to treat. So because many the lung cancer patients were coming to the clinic at later stages, and we have very limited the method to treat these patients. So the best thing is people who are aware of the lung cancer and do the routine examination, and then find if there's any lung cancer, their lung cancer early stages. Mm-hmm. However, if they come later stages, we have few options. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying few options is still the 5-year survival rate of lung cancer is about 17% at this stage.
17.
Yeah.
So few key points, I guess. The first is the need for screening. And my understanding is that there really isn't a whole lot of great lung cancer screening out there. It's not like it's breast cancer and you can get a mammogram every year.
That's correct. There's no good way of screening lung cancer. We use the X-ray, we use the spirometry, the low-dose CT type of thing. However, there's no definitive screening method like other cancers.
Right.
And a lot of people and physician scientists are hard working really hard on identifying those biomarkers that can use for early detection of the lung cancer.
Yeah. And I know that we've had discussions on Yale Cancer Center Answers in the past with Frank Detterbeck talking about how now, especially for people who have a significant smoking history, that spiral CT may be used for screening. But lung cancer happens in non-smokers too. So trying to catch those cancers early gets to be difficult, I guess, and that's why people present late.
That's correct, especially the people who doesn't have any smoking history. They are still pretty good percentage, like 15% of lung cancer patients are from non-smokers. Mm. So particularly those patients are really difficult to identify because there's no the prior history in their family or no the obvious risk factors that is exposed to develop the lung cancer. So the lung cancer is really difficult to treat. And
So you know, when we talk about later stages, especially, I mean, in most cancers, later stages are treated with chemotherapy. So does chemotherapy not work in lung cancer, or does it work in some lung cancers but not others?
Yeah, definitely this is patients-to-patients cases because some patients respond to chemotherapy. However, the later stages, it's very difficult to treat chemotherapy. Mm. But now we are developing a new therapy, targeted therapy, and recently immunotherapy things.
So that's a very nice transition into the state of the science now. Now, I understand that you are part of a group of investigators here at Yale who have gotten a very large grant called a SPORE. You want to tell us what a SPORE is and why that is so important and so prestigious and actually may make a difference in the field?
The SPORE is the acronym of Specialized Program Research Excellence, and this program was developed originally by NIH to support the translational research that brings the scientific findings in the laboratory to clinic,
mm-hmm.
and so that patients can have better opportunities of a new clinical effective treatment. And so the